Here's a thought about, well, I'm going to have to kind of invent a sort of term here. Here's a thought about inverse bokeh. You know, on the internet today, bokeh is the big deal, the quality of the out-of-focus areas. And it seems to be just the zeitgeist of photography in our times. Everybody wants super fast lenses, full frame cameras so that they can get those out of focus backgrounds. You know, for 35 years, my pursuit in my photography was exactly the opposite. I used view cameras precisely so that I could employ their tilts and swings to avoid out of focus areas. Inverse bokeh, I guess. It's what I was looking for. Great depth of field. And that's still the aesthetic that I want for most of my photography. So I have a couple of fast lenses, and if I need a shallow depth of field, I can do it. But for me, a lot of my equipment decisions, both the lenses and in particular the camera formats I'm using, which in my case happen to be Micro Four Thirds, are done precisely so that I can avoid shallow depth of field, so that I can create the kinds of images where everything is as sharp as possible. So I guess there are trends. And in this case, I'm out of step with the current trend, but at least I know what I want for my photography. And I suggest maybe that's the best strategy, is not to listen to the zeitgeist, but to reverse engineer your equipment for the kinds of images you want to make.